While Occupy Wall Street demonstrators return to the streets today for May Day, another sort of protest is going on from within Wall Street. Shareholders of some of the biggest companies are pushing back against generous executive pay packages or voting against board members. At Citigroup's recent annual meeting, more than half of shareholders voted against the $15 million pay package for CEO Vikram Pandit. Shareholders of Goldman Sachs and Bank of America are trying to block board members from being elected. With me now to discuss this protest in the boardroom is Joan O'Sara, op-ed columnist for the New York Times and a WNYC contributor. Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Happy May Day. Is there any connection between the renewed Occupy Wall Street protests today and these actions by shareholders, or is this really about specific companies with specific issues that shareholders are reacting to?
Well, they're certainly casting it as specific issues about sophisticated companies, but it's hard to think that there isn't a link. I mean, Occupy Wall Street is complaining, at least in part, about a lack of accountability by corporate executives at the top. In some ways, that is the same thing that these shareholders are complaining about, a lack of accountability by the people at the top, taking peg packages without the performance to back it up.
We've seen shareholders push for changes before. Do you think it's a trend that will continue this time?
I know it's a trend that will continue. I mean, one of the things that's really changed is that Dodd-Frank, the financial reform law, now mandates that shareholders have a, quote, say on pay. So they get to vote on pay every year now instead of having to fight to get it on a ballot. So they will automatically have a say. That is different. And that, I think, is going to continue to have an upsurge. The question then becomes, what will corporations do when they're faced with these changes, when they're faced with these, you know, basically these demands or this thumbs down?
Focusing on the say on pay votes, they are not enforceable. So what sort of effect are they really going to have?
Well, that's the real question. So far, they really do seem to have shaken up the companies. I mean, it really is a slap at them and a slap at their management. In the case of Citibank, they were very clear that they were going to sit down and meet with shareholders that were upset about this, and the other companies have mostly done likewise. What I'm wondering is 5 years out, whether say on pay will be so routine that corporations will just ignore the shareholders, or whether that will create even more of a backlash that will spill over into other areas of corporate governance.
Speaking of backlash, we're seeing some of the biggest companies trying to limit shareholder input. Google, for example, is planning to issue more stock, but they are non-voting shares, meaning you can buy a share, but you have no say in how the company is managed. Is this a trend we should be watching?
It's a trend out in Silicon Valley. It's not really a trend on the East Coast, but it very much is a trend that we should be watching. Google is still run by its founders. Facebook is run by its founders, and founders don't like to give up control. So what they've done is they've basically concocted ways to allow shareholders to own stock in the company without giving up any sort of any of the control that you normally have to give up to a shareholder when you go public. It is something that most companies in Silicon Valley would like to emulate, and I think you're going to see it more and more.
And are some of the big investors in these companies complaining about that?
Well, no, they're not. For the most part. And the reason for that is really quite simple. Those stocks have been going up.
Right.
I mean, Google has been a fantastic performer. And so nobody really spends a lot of time worrying about, they only start to worry about their lack of voice when the shares start to go down.
Yeah. Which everything that goes up must come down, right, Joe?
In the stock market, it certainly does seem that way.
Joan O'Sara, contributor for WNYC and an op-ed columnist for the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
This is WNYC.